This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 3rd of May, 2016.
Case, first thing we have to do is to kick me out of the chair. obviously, AGM.
Can I take, please?
I hand over to Tony. May I have a proposal for the vice chairman?
David Hunt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Proposed by
anybody else wants to ask him?
I'm sure you're doing that.
Anybody else proposed? Are you prepared to do it? Thank you. So that'll be the annual general meeting.
The report comes under the parish meeting, doesn't it? Yes. So that's all we do at the annual general meeting, so I'll have to work out.
Okay.
So there is the annual parish meeting.
I shall do a brief report. Obviously, this year started out with.
So, can I ask, have you got a copy of that for me for later?
Of this?
Yeah,
it's any ramblings anyway. The year started out with an astonishing number of candidates for the election. I'm looking at all the other parishes, I mean, you know, where they were scratching around trying to find anybody to stand. We were well blessed, which suggests a degree of interest, and also suggests that people that were voted on were validated. We welcomed two new young faces on the council, some returnees, and another old face came back on. In regard to the younger faces, I think they have introduced enthusiasm and, I dare say, dynamism to proceed. I'd like to thank both Councillor Bell and Gravatt for their hard work on the website, which I think has been something of a triumph. I think it's a very good website. Thank them very much for their efforts and the way it's been constructed and linked to other websites. And obviously it has a lot of room to be built upon and have other links on, which, you know, gives us access to give more information out there. And obviously nowadays the watchword is transparency, and I think it gives us the opportunity to do that. Councillor Gravatt also allowed himself to be co-opted onto the community hall project committee, and that too I think has been a great success because it has opened up a lot more communication between the two committees. Certainly through the latter part of the year we've had a lot more, I think, understanding of what the community hall project has been doing. We've, as you know, had a meeting with them, and I think we've been able to heartily endorse their work up to date. Obviously we now come to the end of that process with either an AMPAS or an intake of breath or a pause or whatever it might be, but I mean up to this point I think we've been, you know, able to say that, you know, we understand and we're very pleased to support them. We have all sorts of new protocols in place, which we sort of need. I mean, essentially, we're what everybody else is using, and based on Southam's model, we now have protocols for virtually everything in the known world, which we can always look at if we need to. Planning has been pretty much as usual. I think, speaking for myself and I hope for the council, we're all heartily relieved that there seems to have been a pause on granting of licences for wind farms and solar farms and all the other things that have sprung up all over the South Hand, not always to the benefit of the area about sending natural beauty. The rather contentious planning for the waste recycling plant at Blue Post threatened to be quite an issue, but then died in the water under extraordinary circumstances, which was rather fun. As usual, we have made every effort to keep the precept under control. I think as a parish council we should congratulate ourselves, at least, for not increasing the precept and being very careful with the budget. I think it's a shame that more of the parishioners, or more parishioners, don't understand the efforts we make not to waste money, that none of us take any remuneration for what we do, and we've all unilaterally decided not to even take expenses. I think there is something of a misunderstanding, and I think people think that we're sort of out for a bit of a jolly and get a bit of money out of it, but I think our efforts, and I hope it will be reflected on the website, to keep the precept under control, I think is excellent. I mean, when we turn down applications for money and grants and things, it's not generally due to meanness, it's generally due to where it's relevant to our parish and to try and keep control of the funds. I'd like to, as I have done in the past, thank Tony for his efforts as parish clerk. I think this is something else which isn't widely understood, that Tony's refusal to accept a salary saves the parish an awful lot of money, several thousand a year, and I think it's only fair once a year to acknowledge that. Thank him for his hard work. Nothing much else to say, really. I mean, there are lots of things that come up time and time again, the roads in particular, which we seem to have no control over. But we do our best within the sphere that we have available to us. I think that's it. So, if I could ask you to see the various students, if you report.
Yes, it's my usual lengthy report. Nothing amazing happens, but I think it's probably each time a good idea to point out who is on this Sphere Fees Committee. And John Hall is the chairman, Janet Cousins is the secretary treasurer, then there is Commander Mitchell, Mike Bradley, Val Pierce, Maggie Luscombe, and myself on that committee. And we met twice in 2015, once in August, and then in November prior to Christmas 2015. And at that meeting, the trustees allocated £400. That was £100 to four families, £100 each to four families. It did leave a balance, which the trustees agreed could be allocated if there was anyone in need during the coming year. I haven't sort of put there, but it is something that we can do if we find anybody will tell us who might be in need in the parish, maybe to help with funds to travel to hospital or something like that, or anything like that at all. Anybody we hear of, just let some of us know, Maggie or I, who are on parish council. And so the monies that we get are from rent from the field known as Mary Park, and that provides the funds to distribute to the parish. And the summer meeting takes about 10 minutes. And the winter one, where we allocate the money.
I thought that was at the bottom of the world.
That's what we've got to try and organise. That's my little report.
Thank you very much. And if I could invite.
Would you like a note about the fare fees on the parish council or community website?
It could be, couldn't it?
I don't know how many people know about the fare fees.
No. It used to be for the ancient parish of North Huish. Hmm. So we weren't allowed to allocate to anybody in Avonwick because it wasn't
not in the end, that makes sense.
But that was changed about 50 years ago, I think, something like that. So we are allowed to allocate anything, but I need to word it for you somehow.
Yeah, really useful.
And to know who's on.
Absolutely.
Because there are some who are on because they're interested in. And there's some who are on because they're on the parish council. Mm-hmm. And there should be a way of changing people every 3 or 4 years, but it kind of doesn't happen.
If they change to be the same people.
Yes. So we'll have a discussion and see how we can do that one. Yes. And put a little history, perhaps. But it is a difficult one to know who is in need in the parish, because the ones that really are in need don't come forward.
No, I'm sure.
And a few of them, who we've offered money to, don't like charity and refuse it. So you have to be very careful and tactful and so on. So
but it is there.
It's there.
Thank you very much. If I can invite Mr. Tyne to the village board, municipal project.
Again, you are going to give me a copy. Your gentleman.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to report on progress over the last year. The last 12 months have been a busy time for the project, and some significant progress has been made, largely due to the Awards for All grant funding, which allowed the following to be commissioned and completed. The community survey report was published, the appointment of an architect and also of a solicitor, an initial hall floor space assessment, that is where recognising what elements needed to go within the hall envelope, kitchen, toilets, hall, to facilitate certain activities that came high up in the community survey we did. The architect was able to give us an assessment of the floor space needed for those, which is an important figure before you get to design the hall itself as a guide, which we needed. We also had a site constraints desktop study done, which is basically the architect interrogates various databases to find out whether there's contaminated land or voids underground, or whether power lines are buried under the ground, or water mains or anything like that, and issues of pollution or flooding and the whole list of them, but that's an important part of the feasibility study. We also had a legal review of the site constraints, things like covenants and way leaves, and so on. And a capital funding plan was prepared by the we're going to call them Community Council of Devon, but it's not, it's the Devon Communities Together, I think. They provided that, which basically identifies where the money would come from, how much we would need at what stage over the next 3-4 years or so. We also had an initial pre-application meeting with South Hams Planners and Devon County Highways to clarify the requirements for development on the site. So this isn't anything about details, it's simply to know if there are constraints and issues from their point of view, which was a positive and helpful meeting. And apart from the scale of parking, the planners and highway officers were very helpful. The scale of parking was slightly more than we expected. So that's another hurdle crossed. And we also had an assessment of the options on the site for location of hall and car parking. So we're in the process at the moment of identifying the arrangement of car parking spaces and turning space that's required in order to identify how much land is required for the project as a whole. We gained 4 new committee members during the year and said goodbye to 5 committee members, including 2 of the original founding members. We really need some more people to come forward to join the committee and to help with decision making and legwork required to help keep the project moving forward. So we do have a small but viable committee at the moment, but we could do with some more. And we're very grateful for Tristram's input, and we're grateful for his nomination by the parish council. Excellent assistance to us, and I think as was said earlier, has helped to create that link between ourselves and the parish council. Last September we had another successful apple pie fair, attracting more than 300 people. I can't remember the exact figure. It's more than 300 anyway. And we raised more than £700 for the work of the project. So that was significant, because that helped us to pay for insurance and membership of the Devon Communities Together, who were our main advisor, and had money for had cash and so on for small items as required. Plans are in hand for another apple pie fair this year on the 18th of September, and advance notice will be going out in the parish soon. We hope more people will take up the challenge of baking apple pies and making preserves and for the competitions. And we're also looking to major on arts and crafts stalls this year, and demonstrations of rural crafts, as well as the apple pressing, cream teas and races of previous years. So we're hoping to develop a little more interest in the elements of the fair. A refreshment of the community website is currently underway, and that should be launched very soon. And again, we thank Tristram for his considerable work involved in revamping the website. We welcome the endorsement from the parish council for the work so far achieved for the project, and we look forward to again significant progress in the year ahead. I'd like to thank the parish council for their help and for inviting the report this evening. Thank you
very much. Well, the website should be live this evening, may I like.
Sorry?
The refresh website should be live this evening without.
Oh, excellent. I should also have thanked all of those who have been and are on the committee of the project, who've done sterling work over the last year.
Thank you very much. Any questions arise from any of the report?
Could I ask what it's not technically when it comes from the report, but it's not part of the report in a sense, but the fair in September, do you have the necessary paperwork, or would you like copies of the paperwork?
I should be able to find all
the paperwork. I could have copies if you want.
That would be ideal. Obviously, the insurance runs out at the beginning of September.
Yeah,
the correct insurance certificate will have to be with you as soon as it is.
Yeah, I think the other paperwork comes back anyway.
Yes.
And maybe if we had a copy of the existing, well, I've got a copy of the existing insurance anyway.
Yeah.
But last time it was technically a little late.
It was.
That month.
For which we apologise.
Yes. But I think you were waiting for the insurance, weren't you? But in fact,
yeah, we should have had all the paperwork earlier than you did.
Well, I'll get to copy the stuff to you anyway. And,
okay, thank you very much.
We'll make sure it doesn't happen.
Yes. Well, we'll endeavour to get it back to you in pronto.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Open forum. Anybody that wishes to leave, by the way, can be.
Yes. I'm gonna have to scoot myself, unfortunately, tonight.
Don't,
but
don't
attach
yourself to the door as you go over.
can I just thank the parish council for its conditional support for my planning application last month? And
good.
That was all really. And as I say, unfortunately, I can't stay for the rest of the meeting.
No,
I will see you next month.
Thank you for coming.
Okay,
thank you.
Likewise, if you will excuse me, it's not for lack of interest, but I do have.
Consider yourself excused.
Thank you, sir.
I have a whole pile of these for you and Maureen and all the rest of it.
Oh, excellent.
Which arrived today, so.
Oh, good. Well done.
Thank you.
No problem.
Well,
thanks. I don't want to dry cleaning bill or a washing bill or a replacement of Aaron jumpers.
No, that's fair. I've had a request from the new managers at California Cross Campsite.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's can we forward a note or something to the San Jose District Council area guy who's in charge of our area for the cleaning of the signs, the road signs? It is in their budget to be done, and we have a lot of brown, but it is seem to be all the brown tourist signs have not been cleaned for many, many years, and the managers of the campsite have asked if they could be done this year. Mainly they would go out and do it themselves, but it's on the main part of the road, and I've said to them, don't you dare go out there and do that. They had a complaint last year about them, but they never forwarded it to me, or I don't know why not, but anyway. And they do all generally around California Cross and that kind of area, they do need doing.
They need doing all over the.
Yes,
there was a van that went down, being driven by somebody, and the passenger got out by one of the roadsides and went like that and didn't nip back into the van again, and they were off.
It wasn't to do with the cycle races, where they were pushing up and taking down signs.
No, I could see him doing
straightening the signs. They have seemed to have gone round and done all like the.
There was no washing, but
what shall I call them? Like the crossroad signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem to have done those.
Yeah.
But they haven't done like the really big, what I would call main road signs, the really tall ones, where they've got to kind of get on a squeegee or do something about it. And particularly, it's from Kitterford Cross to California Cross is the main thing, where there are a lot of brown signs. I don't know if we could forward a letter to someone or send an email to I need Robert here really to.
Would that be Devon Highways?
I'm not sure.
Roadside replacement is and any damage, but I think the cleaning of them comes under our little area man with a van.
Well, the cleaning along the side of the road is county responsibility.
Mm.
And they won't do it because it's too dangerous.
Mm. Right.
The signs, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I presume
Devon Highways will be able to
find
out.
Yeah, I'll chase it, yeah.
Is that alright?
I'll chase it, no problem.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Because they had a. They get like a. Not a cold caller, like an undercover person come in and inspect the campsite and everything else. And they got 98% last year, and the 2% was the brown signs out on the road.
And
it's not in there for responsibility.
Exactly.
And you could argue the same for all of the brand sites.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yes, I have. There's been a problem with flooding on two church walk properties since the amelioration of the permissive path. A fountain comes through the end of the drain from the path onto the land, and it covers 90 metres by 3 metres. The people concerned contacted planning. It was investigated. Various visits were done. One said it was authorised planning. Another said that the condition 7 was not found. And another said because the officer has now left, they couldn't do anything.
What?
One officer said it was a new case. Another said there would be a review. The last contact with an officer was on the 4th of April, who said they were on holiday until the 12th of April and would reply and have not done so. And the owners of the houses are asking the support of the parish council, district council, as well as a member of parliament.
Which houses?
Church Walk.
Which?
Two properties on Church Walk.
Yes. Well, presumably we should...
Is that affected because of what we were talking about before, about this, like that pond?
No, it's nothing to do with that pond.
New drain that they put in about 12, 18 months ago.
Right.
And I remember being there at the time and talking to the planners about it with the...
And Rob was there as well.
And our Councillor Steer was there. We were assured that pouring water down a hill to a stop... wouldn't cause any problems.
So what? Sorry, what have they done? They put put a drain into a
underneath
the path,
because just comes out in the one.
Because before that, there was just a flood on the path, and all the things were washed away, all the
gravel,
the chippings, absolutely everything. So that's why they decided to put the drain. But the thing is, and you can see it, that the stream comes from the top field at Highmore.
Yeah.
It comes down to the path.
Yeah.
It goes in Rob's field.
Yeah.
It goes straight down and out. And the things people have actually landscaped their garden, and they're worried about the trees that will undermine the roots, and that could provide damage.
So it all goes into this drain, and this drain pipe goes down to
It's an aerated drain. It's a drain.
Oh,
with
holes
in down the way. But it's not working, because it literally is a fountain.
Well, it's
where is it supposed to discharge at the bottom? It must be designed to discharge
it
somewhere.
It's supposed to drain.
They put a pipe in which is perforated all the way along, so it's supposed to drain all the way down. So when it gets...
Those perforated pipes are designed to take water in the
soil. That's what I thought,
into the pipe.
Well, in and out, but in.
It takes it in perfectly and then drops it at the bottom where there is nowhere to go.
So
apart from into a garden.
So it needs a discharge point.
It needs a discharge point.
That's the whole
straight
problem.
Straight into the garden,
yeah.
I mean, there's no actual discharge point because the pipe is under the surface of the path.
And I take it it's found this, it's got to the end of the pipe under the ground and found a soft spot, and
that's
it's now
right.
bubbling
and it's
up.
It literally comes through like a fountain.
Fabulous.
Mm.
It's a massive rain.
So,
in fact, it could be knee deep.
The path
shouldn't be a hard surface anyway.
Who is responsible for the decision to do the
surface? So planners.
Well, this is the difficulty, because the occupant can't seem to find who is responsible, and they can't contact Linden Homes because they know that they'll just sort of get lost, and they certainly couldn't afford to get solicitors onto Linden Homes, because Linden Homes would just...
It would seem to me that the point of contact should be District Council's here.
Well, I was hoping he was here tonight, because I've got a whole load of correspondence to give him.
Well, could we contact Robert as a first point and say, can you deal with it, or can you tell us where to send it?
Yeah. And I could leave this shop, perhaps, in an envelope.
I think he's our first point of contact, because otherwise he's going to go around in circles.
And he was there at the time when they installed the drain.
Yes.
But they have just had
but who installed it? Linden Homes?
Linden Homes.
I don't know.
Who paid for it? Who authorised it?
Paid Linden Homes. Authorised planning.
It was determined by planning.
It was determined by planning and then as an afterthought. They put the original path in.
That's right.
And then they went back and redone it, and Linden Homes had to pay for it.
And put this drain in, and also put a hard surface over the top.
Which was never supposed to be there.
Which was asked for by Highmore, because then they could wheel
push chairs and everything.
Down.
I can understand, really. But
it was meant to be just an ordinary country path, wasn't it?
Mm.
But I still think it has something to do with the water that's coming off there, and it should be coming... According to all the old plans, it should be going into that pond, not coming down your
there,
way.
You see?
No, but it should be going down there, and then it should come on down through the fields to my
to your
pond.
Bit. Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Surely it should be going over across to you.
Well, then
it goes underneath
the way,
road and down to
the
river.
That's where the runoff should be.
That's what it should be doing. That's what
was always if they channeled it into the pond, it would help certainly. But what's happened to the pond that they deliberately took the pond out of the equation after they planned it? They went back and looked at it again and thought a pond there would be dangerous. So it's a feed through that pond.
That's just
strange
why
all the water
comes
on down through the village and down to the Dilly Field.
Well, in theory, the water going that should have gone into the pond in the past should now go right through under the path.
And then across the field.
And then down to your stream.
But it doesn't because the gravity, isn't the right... It's not
the
going
gradients
to,
aren't right there.
Exactly, it's going uphill.
Of course it is.
Even though they didn't dig down that deep.
The
yeah, they did,
stream.
But it wasn't that deep.
But it goes the right way.
Yeah.
Maybe blocks or...
It's always been like that, though,
but
it's
not,
it's not right from the beginning.
You did talk about... This is one of the reasons why the water comes down through the village and ends up in the Dillingfield. Is there anything the flood group can look at?
Well, we did look... We've done... so much work on it, which is why I asked if Tony would write.
Because we've
done so much work as a flood group, and I had cameras down everything.
It is much
the drains,
actually, isn't it?
Yes, I had cameras around the drains.
Over here?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Right the way down through, underneath the garage.
Yeah.
I had them all down through there.
But
If
it works properly, it works properly.
It's just a volume of water.
Yeah.
But if you could take this water...
If that's added to it.
Yes.
I mean, I've lived here all my life, so, I mean, that pond has always been... The Dillyfield's always been a pond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or skating rink, depending on the weather.
I know what you mean.
But it's absolutely... I've never seen it as full as recently. Mind you, the rainfall is much higher as well.
Yeah.
Much higher.
A bit more intensive.
But also, if you notice, and I think it certainly got worse, coming from Rob's, from the field towards the village from Rob, the water comes straight down there. You must have noticed it when you're walking. And it actually rushes down, doesn't it?
Yes.
It seems to avoid all the drainage holes and then just goes straight down.
I think that's just the sheer volume, but
it really doesn't take much when they resurface a road. It really doesn't take much for them to just slightly change a camber. And before you know it, the water is running in a completely different way. We've had it out towards California Cross, that's why the car park floods now.
Raised that level, and they refused. I showed them 1870 something photographs to show them where Fran Hallett lives at the lodge there. Mm. It was straight across to Avon Grove, across there.
Now it's got to get out of Fran Hallett.
I mean, they've just built up, and they refused to acknowledge.
And we also had the Butterhole, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Which is no longer, is it?
No.
Which helped.
Mm. But that's something else.
I mean, with this particular.
Yes,
problem,
but it's just all.
I know,
all,
it all, yeah, it's all ended up down the bottom.
And hopefully all this will sort of interconnect in a way. But I mean, obviously, we've got to respond to the particular request that we've had.
There is a problem with the pond water, then South Hams have got to chase that as well. Because we need to get together.
Yes. We really do. We need to get something out between us all because there's a flood group we want to write. And if we are all writing the same thing, we'd be good.
Give him access to this paperwork.
Yeah, I'll leave it at the shop. I'll just type out what I've just said and then give it to him.
Okay. Anything else out before? Apologies for absence we haven't had, but absence we have.
We had a holiday for Councillor Vint. I don't know about Rob, but we'll assume he's apologised.
Is he at Tipford and AGM?
Right, Councillor Vint phoned me this evening and presented me with a problem. He says, I've got two AGMs to go to, one at Dipford and yours. I said, yes. And I said, well, ours is going to be by far the better one, come to ours. And he said, well, it's like this, he said, I'll go to the one that provides transport to get me there. And Sue Franklin, apparently, last year, picked him up and dropped him off again afterwards. So
environmentally friendly for journeys.
And he wanted to repeat this.
He was looking to get another experience from Sue Franklin. Yeah.
Well, there you are.
So we don't get any.
He's obviously greener than he
was. Yeah, it's brave.
In many different ways. Yeah.
Okay. Decorations of interest, I think, probably the usual.
As we go along,
possible. Through the minutes of the meeting held on the 6th of April. May I have a proposal seconded? Thank you.
Someone put back on tissues.
You can borrow some of my tissues. don't borrow my tissues.
No. I'll keep them. I'll look up.
Recycled paper.
They don't match what's in there.
matters arising therefrom.
Right. Locked bottle hole and the
locked bottle hole has been dealt with.
Oh.
Once you managed to find it.
Yes.
It took you quite a long time to find it. In fact, it is quite a lot of
digging involved. There was a lot of digging.
You didn't have to get over there with your shovel?
No.
The downpipe, I think, has been done.
Mind the paint.
Oh, I'll take him off.
Good evening.
Oh, and guest.
Oh, gosh. Two meetings in one night.
I've just given both of you apologies. I'll take them off.
Take it back.
We could apologise for coming, though.
Yes.
We've gone as far as matters arising from the last minutes.
So we've had the annual meeting.
Right, the downpipe has been fixed. The board has been fixed. Plus, funny angle.
Which one's that?
The
North Irish.
Oosh one's on the wall.
And they, yeah, this one, he's fixed the gutter.
He did it
yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah. He's been sending me some emails saying he would get it done over the bank holiday. Apologies.
But he's done it.
He's done a nice job. Which I think we raised last year, but I don't know if we are.
I wanted to bring the play park up at some point, if that's okay, and that to talk about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, nothing's been done to the park in recent times, that's for sure. What's the hedge cut this time? Do you know? Anyone notice? He's going to give a hedge a trim twice a year, but I don't know if he did it. I'll go over and have a look. Oh,
I still haven't found the furniture for the gate yet, but I'm now going online in a minute.
The surface of the road from Kittleford Cross to Woodland Barton, we discussed that this evening, in fact, didn't we? And Councillor Vint pointed me in the direction of, what's his name, Darren?
Darren Cole.
Darren Cole is at the county.
Yes, he's a nice young man.
Yes, he is, but he's been off sick for a while.
He's had a birth control for months.
We may stand a chance of getting something done if he's around, because he's always been most helpful.
Because it is awful.
Dreadful.
It's dangerous. Any really bikes or motorbikes, they could be killed on that bit of road.
I'll be in touch with Darren tomorrow morning, don't worry.
You mean pedal push bike, don't you?
I expect everyone
to on motorbikes.
They're going to paint them for fancy night jobs.
All right.
Okay. Well, now that we have the author of the report, I would invite Councillor Bent to give us his report.
And the report? Recycle what I've just done. What did I say? I was basically just saying it's been a year of major cuts to council services. And that's particularly affected the highways budget. Cutting back on road maintenance. We've seen some areas of road sort of redesignated as green lanes where decided they can't afford to maintain them anymore. We've had reduction in the amount of potholes that are being repaired. Increase in requests for parish councils to get involved in that. The road warden scheme was their main scheme for trying to delegate that responsibility to parishes, but all the 400 parishes who were invited to have road wardens, so only 11 have taken it up. So not a large amount of people who are volunteering to fill potholes, which I guess is not a surprise, but. I know a lot of parishes do sort of drain clearing and things like that. It's just because it's farmers who are directly affected by it. But that's been going on for some time anyway, I guess. And apart from that, the cuts have affected everything from bus services to libraries. We've actually coped quite well with the library cuts because we've kept most of the libraries, not the mobile ones, but we kept the fixed libraries. Handed over the management of the libraries to an independent trust. They've taken on a lot more volunteers and reduced their staff, but they're still providing quite good library service. The broadband is, again, we've had big struggles with that because the contract with BT fell through. I've just been asking how Ditford's been affected by that. They're generally not doing too bad, but I'm not sure what the situation here is in the last last few months, broadband connection.
The North Jewish up on the top is dire, but it's improved down here a bit.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Mm. 36.
You've got a fibre connection. Oh, that's yes. Fibre. You've got
Yeah. It's the rural outlying properties which are suffering again. It's the ones at the ends of the line.
And someone, haven't got any signal at all. So even though they're on the phone line, it just peters out before it gets to them.
Mm.
It's desperate you can get the satellite connection.
Yeah, yeah, but they've got satellite.
But,
satellite's still very poor.
It's still poor. Yeah.
Because the valley, wasn't it, you were saying?
Well, yeah, for example, one down there, geographically, satellite won't work for the people who complained the other day and brought it to our attention. But, you know, hopefully, you're going to get a contract, stage two kind of contract, signed and sorted and done. Because it's a necessity for people.
It is a necessity, but it's
even
not
more
moving.
For ones in isolated pockets, really.
The only sort of option I've got for intervention is if there's a group of businesses or farms that could collectively band together to pay for an extension to a line. That's sometimes possible to do that.
Then who owns the line?
Sure, details of that. I imagine that if you paid for it, you'd have some stake in it.
Well,
and therefore, anything that went wrong,
you'd need a maintenance contract with BT, I guess. But that is an option. But beyond that, is the prioritisation system doesn't give me much opportunity for intervening and saying, this parish needs more help because all the other parishes are in the same boat. Not all of them, but a lot of them. In the same boat.
So what broke down with BT? Why have we got to this point?
We're in one of the areas of the country which is not profitable for BT to provide. Where it's profitable, they're just doing it themselves. Where it's not profitable, basically they need to enter into a contract with local authorities using national funds to subsidise it and to find a contract for agreeing it, and that's been really difficult to negotiate because technically you're meant to be having competitive bidding between all the different companies that can provide it, but all the information is owned by BT. They know where the lines are, how much information there is, and they won't share that information, so they become the only bidder, and then they put it in terms of conditions which are not acceptable. So they basically offered to provide the service for a much higher price and reach much less of the county than we wanted. So that's what I felt through.
So we got to an impasse now where...
Yeah.
Right.
And people are calling for the government to intervene, but my suspicion is if the government intervenes, we won't get particularly good terms and the villages will still be cut off and they'll just provide... Easier.
Well, the government's already tried to break up BT and Openreach, but they kind of subsided on that and said leave them go. So,
So, I'm not really sure how I can intervene apart from encouraging small businesses to get together to get the extensions, but everything else seems to be a pretty fixed method, way of working it out.
So the only way really is for BT, as they become more profitable in certain areas, they'll reallocate some capital into the areas that they haven't installed cabling, and over time hopefully they'll upgrade their network as and when they feel they want to do it, not the case of when...
Or we might be able to make the process a bit more competitive and give other companies a chance to bid, or use that to leverage down the BT's terms and conditions.
Are there other companies out there who could bid?
Apparently.
Has there been an example of this?
Apparently there's a couple of other ones who could bid. But
Well, that depends on whether the exchanges are unbundled and all the rest of it, doesn't it?
Because, really.
Someone like Darrow Bridge is not on the local loop unbundled scheme, I believe, so only BT have equipment there.
BT have got a major advantage, only most of the network.
Okay. Thank you very much. District Councillor Steer, if you have a report for us.
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
Regurgitate the one you've just done.
No, I didn't say too much. I thought they were well away without me saying too much. We've had a peer review of the planning system at South Hams, which I thought was quite interesting. We had six councillors, officers from all over the country came and looked at our planning system, spent nearly a week down here. And when they came forward with their proposals from what we should do, it's not much different than what we're doing already. There are a few issues that we knew about. The planning portal system is not up to scratch. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll get sorted out in the next few months.
Was anything on it?
Sorry?
I can't find out the things I'm looking for.
It'll get better. I'm sure it'll get better. And there were a few other things that they picked us up on, but by and large, they thought that our planning system was run as well as any in the country, so we thought that was a good week's work. Sorry?
I think it's a good week's work, that.
Well, yes. I won't tell you how much it costs, because it's an awful lot of money, but as these things do. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to report on the last month. The last 12 months have been very busy for members at South Hams. We've got, especially the ones on the planning committee, we've had an awful lot of applications coming forward, real contentious applications that we've had to deal with. We've made some difficult decisions. We've been taken to task on a few of them, which we expect. But at the end of the day, the inspectors, by and large, have gone along with the decision that we've made, so we must be doing something right. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to report.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Which brings us neatly on to thank. Any other reports? We've had the
Community
Hall project.
The website is still ticking over. Well, that was the question I asked you, or I asked by email a few weeks ago about whether we wanted to put the precept information on the website. Do you want to do that under reports or any other business?
I think, did that come to all of us or did this come to me?
I think it did.
Yeah.
No, it went to all of us. Yeah, we all did.
Which I felt we ought to, I mean, I didn't feel that I could make a decision on that without obviously anybody else. Having a say. I mean, what I said before you arrived, in my report, was that I thought it was a shame that it wasn't more publicly known how we tried to keep the precept down, and we were pretty successful in doing so. On that basis, I think that sort of information would be welcome in the public domain, because I mean, I think, you know, parishioners have little idea of, you know, the fact we don't actually draw any money on expenses or anything else, and we're trying to keep the precept down. So, I mean, as it's something we pride ourselves on, I think that should be made available to the public.
It's the information you're talking about, like the little spreadsheet with all the other parishes and the equation of what they charge.
What I was going to propose was linking to the South Hams sheet of
data
for all the parishes, but also but making it explicit about the how much the precept is for each of the bands in this parish. Just a table of how much it is from band Z to whatever it is, and then the link to the other to the list of the other parishes to show the precepts for the parish council.
We could include our precept in with the budget planning bit, because in fact it's very much part of that. That's when you agree the precept. If we highlight the precept, you've got a page just for the budget, I think, haven't you?
I don't think it's a page for the budget. I think it is. There's a link to the budget, if I'm right. I can't remember the thought.
But anyway, I think that would be a good place to link it, where we actually set the budget and why we set the budget.
But if not, I can pull information out of it.
It's almost like a finance page, if
well,
you like.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can certainly do that. Have a look at that for you.
I think there are people within the parish who believe that we're sitting on a load of money. I don't know where they get the idea, but I certainly, from time to time, I get suggestions thrown at me that suggest there is money.
And I think also it gives people a better idea of the fact that, as you say, there isn't money available for projects that actually are of minority interest or of no major interest to the parish in particular. I mean, I think we need to agree as a council that we think this is a good idea, and if we do, then I think we should go ahead and publish it.
Yeah.
So can I have a show of hands that anyone thinks that's something we ought to be doing? I think that would be unanimous.
Right, yeah. I'll set up the web page and circulate it for approval.
They'll realise just how powerful we are then.
I'll do a pie chart with your council tax and the precept.
Actually, that's a very good one. It's also
worth some town councils, the precepts well over £100 in a variety of rich. £6 or something.
£7 or £2 about
£7.
It's also worth mentioning that two of the very low precepts are not parish councils. Which is quite different, isn't it?
But we are the lowest one.
They're parish communities or a parish meeting. They're not a parish council because they're too small, like Harford.
And Woodley. We are the lowest precept on the parish council.
Yes.
I've been for a considerable time.
As long as I've been here, which is about 100 years.
Planning.
Right, well, there are a number of things we need to note. First of all, approval has been given to work to put a new dwelling into a barn at North Hewish. Do you know you've got approval?
Yeah.
Oh, good. also, the Harriota, is it?
Harriota.
I can't read my writing.
Yes.
They've had approval for the rear extension, and Nine Higher Moor and Avonbrook has also had approval for their extension. We have given approval, as you know, to the, or given support to the applications for work at Lower Greenslade and at Colmer. Colmer's coming up in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So actually that leads us nicely into Colmer. That's right. That's the next thing to consider. Which is
thank you. Which is application for outline planning permission with all matters reserved for agricultural dwelling, Colmer View Farm, California Cross to Colmer Cross.
He's expanded a lot, hasn't he? Since he's had the beginning.
Colmer View Farm is the old part of what was Colmer Farm, which was purchased by Alan Windsor many, many years ago, and he sold off the farmhouse and the old barns, which now provide the holiday let set up of Colmer, kept all the ground, and put a couple of sheds on that side, on the opposite side of the of Colmer, holiday lets on the opposite side of the road in the field just at the top. He had planning permission for an agricultural building there back along. He's now put that building up, which you can see. I didn't realise quite how high it is at that point. And he has excavated down quite a long way, put this shed in. But I know it looks quite new and everything, and you can see it on the horizon. But it's more the great big galvanised feed tower which is there, which you can see from the distance really. James is farming it, which is Alan Windsor's grandson. He raises calves runs a flock of about 700 ewes and farms all of Colmer View. He's a young farmer starting out trying to make it work. He lives in a caravan on site over there. And I think is he asked for outline planning?
Yeah.
So it's a similar, as far as I'm aware, it's a similar kind of application to what we went and did a site visit over there.
Mm-hmm. So we have an agricultural tie.
I would have thought so. I haven't actually looked at the details of it.
Absolutely, that's where the similarity ends.
He's really improved on his farm. Yes, I would think so. Wow, he must have worked really hard to get what he's doing now.
I would probably, from a personal point of view, recommend a site visit. If you want to be keen and everything else, it's a nice spot.
It'd be quite interesting to compare that with the circus that we had the other day.
There's no comparison there, but no. It is a viable
farm
that works. I would have thought he's applying again for outline so we can keep the caravan there on site, and then look in time to build a house. and for it to be a permanent.
Well, yeah, the planning he's got for the caravan is probably only a 3-year thing.
Probably, right? Yeah.
So, presumably, is there an agreement about a site?
I would certainly find it useful.
Mm.
If you look at the plans, where he wants to put the outline planning, I think is within the curtilage of the caravan there. It's at the top of a drive, away from the road. You can't really see it, but there are other dwellings around that area. And I think, probably a site visit would allow you to see where the lie of the land, if you like.
But you've got a piece of paper. We need to respond by
19th of May. I don't know who the architect is or whatever.
If we could find a day next week.
Yeah.
My diary.
I can't do Tuesday, I'm afraid, because there's a community hall meeting.
Monday?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Next Monday?
Yeah. Sure.
6 o'clock?
Half six.
Half six would be home.
I'll need to confirm this with them.
You could do that and then maybe email us and then we will.
Should we have the agent there? No?
Nothing was said.
Well, I don't know. But, okay.
It's Amanda Bird.
Well, you have to just ask and see.
And, yeah, fine. Okay. All right. So
that's all the planning.
Correspondence.
My correspondence comes in just two things. The first one I did email out to you. I haven't got a clue what it's all about. This neighbourhood plan thing. It goes on forever. I don't think from reading it that it requires us to do anything at the moment. We've not done anything in the past. So. But
they're saying, please read this email. It contains important.
They're updating what we didn't do last time.
Neighbouring plan coordinators.
We don't have one.
Well, we don't have a plan, do we? So
we used to have a neighbourhood watch.
As we have no real intention of having a neighbourhood plan,
it's really
irrelevant.
Yes, this is something important to do. Right, the second thing is a little more perplexing. I had an email.
You mean that wasn't?
Well, this one. I received this email today.
Dear Sam, Madam, there's still been no reply to my email, which I sent you at the beginning of April. I wonder if you would have the courtesy to read and reply to my correspondence, so I may tell the media that you have not ignored my problem. Helen Riley. This relates to the dog.
I don't know, because I've written back to her saying I've searched through my inbox and I can't find an email from you. I have no recollection of receiving one. Please send me a copy of your email so that we could respond to it.
Is she perhaps referring to the email that was sent?
That's the only thing.
The community website, rather than the council.
I think that's probably it, but...
But you've replied to her saying what you just said.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
I mean, the one that I think she is referring to is the one that she sent to you.
Which I sent to the wrong place. I don't think we need to reply.
Well, you have replied. Is that what you're saying?
I sent the email saying, send the email to me. But
well, this is. We discussed this when we were on the previous.
That's the only one I think it can be.
But that didn't come to the parish council.
I forwarded it on to you, did I?
Yeah, but that wasn't.
But she wouldn't have known that.
That was only for our information, really. Yeah. That wasn't for us. Has the community hall replied to?
It was sent in a period in which I was not in control of that communication, so I did not know the answer to that. Since that email was sent, the roles have been changed in the community hall project, so any correspondence will be handled differently now than it was when that message was sent.
I think the simple answer is she has addressed us. We haven't received an email. We contact her to say we haven't received an email. If she wants to send it to us, then we may be in a position to respond.
Yes.
I don't think we need to do anything else.
Yeah. And it may be noted that the community hall...
You had your own,
didn't
you?
Is that the same one?
That's
your own.
That's three.
So,
is the community hall project looking to respond to that email?
I think Barry would read it.
That would be matters for.
I don't know whether it has been responded to or not. Is your
okay.
So I don't know whether we've
duly noted, and when we get an email, however facile, we will respond.
Deal with it. That's all the correspondence of any note that we've had this month.
Financial matters.
Right, I can do a quick update on the financial situation. We've got a fair amount to consider today. The actual finance itself, we haven't.
To think that we have any control over everybody's dogs.
Okay.
I was told the other day that a certain person of the village doesn't like dogs.
So I gather.
Finance. Balance brought forward £9,098.37. We had interest of 41p. It went up from 29. That's because we don't pay tax on the interest.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Wow.
Soaring
ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, that gave us £9,098.78. We paid £180 to. What was the grass cutter, wasn't it? You understood.
Northmore,
yeah. So our balance at the moment, or at least balance when I wrote this, was £8,918.78. But we've got some biggies coming in. We need to pay the insurance, which has gone up this year, but I've got to be absolutely fair to the insurance company. The increase in price has nothing whatsoever to do with them, although I think the Chancellor of Exchequer would like us to think that it has.
Yeah, they've increased the insurance
exactly,
tax.
Exactly, they've increased the insurance tax, and the only increase
8%,
in the
insurance... 8%, I
think it is. Yeah, well, the only increase in the insurance is the tax we're paying on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's...
We're not supposed to notice that, we're supposed to blame the insurance company, I think. So, we've got that to pay, it's the best one we can get, I think, mm-hmm. So we need to go ahead with that one. I've written out a cheque if you'd like to have a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that cover the play park?
No, I've got to come to that. It covers certain aspects. It covers the property.
But not the public liability.
No, but I'll come to that in a minute if I may, please, because I need to discuss this, or we need to discuss this with Councillor Steele. The bubble hole clearance man, our linksman, we need to check for him as well. That got into a right state. It was absolutely ridiculous. Do you remember we were allocated money. We spent up to the allocation. We sent off the bills and things for payment, as we were instructed to do. They went all the way to Exeter and came all the way back. Well, they didn't come back, actually. They just didn't get paid. When I chased it up, I discovered that they should have gone back via Ditford.
Oh, because they were primary.
Yeah. So, I contacted. And not only that, they had paid the money that we'd claimed to Ditford.
Love it.
I contacted Ditford.
Fair enough.
And said, where's our £1,000, please?
We can't write a cheque yet.
We've received £1,000 a month ago, they said. And we're just in the process of writing a cheque to you.
Right.
We have since received the cheque.
Sure.
Which was banked the day I received it, in case it...
I wouldn't think it would bank.
Did you need to send them invoices?
I don't know. Well, I sent the invoices off to Exeter, but in fact, we've had to do a slight adjustment because we were allocated £1,000. Our bills came to about £1,200 something like that, which included VAT plus a little bit more than £1,000 in costs. I'd rather hope that the kind people at Exeter would just pay it, close their eyes to the £20 or so extra. Well, they didn't, obviously. We got the £1,000. So we then negotiated with the contractor.
Totally put a new bill in.
He's reduced his bill to one of £999.99 or something. Plus that. We can pay the VAT because we will get that back.
Pay that back.
Actually, I'm exaggerating. £999. It's only £990 he's claiming. So that's clear now. So we need that signed off as well, please. We need to get those proposed and seconded. Second payment that should go out today, and you might want to ask a certain member of the parish council if she'd like to leave the room at this point.
Am I going?
Mind the paint work.
I'm going back through that one.
It's warmer outside, yeah.
You know what we're doing?
Yep.
This will be
the
donation to
the
church.
Yeah,
this will be the donation to the church.
Yeah, no, last April we did an interim one because we weren't too. We wanted to ensure that the money was paid to the church at that point.
Yeah.
Just in case there's a change of.
Because we had always done it around December, January time.
Well, the April to April was much better.
Better, isn't it, really?
Anyway, it then means we need to think in terms of the full year. I had a check, but we're not left alone. How can I do this? I've got. I need to do a check.
This one here.
Oh, you lovely man. If we go back to the last full year, we paid, it would have been in
December 14,
yes. And you actually gave the church £200 at that point. For those of you that are not too sure, it's simply a donation to the church. They don't charge us for the use of this room, but we like to make a donation to say thank you. I don't know where we'd go if we didn't have this room.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's £200. The last one was £200
a year. Still swing in the
field. Well, in January 2011, we paid 160, and at odd times it's gone up to reach 200 in 2014. We roughed out a third of a year being £70 when we did the one last April. So, it's over to you.
So we're proposing an annual payment from April to April.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which was Jim
and I would propose £220 for this year.
That's, I was going to suggest it went up.
Yeah.
Can we have a? Well, you propose. Can we have a second? Proposed by Councillor Stewart. Second by Councillor.
Right,
I'm in favour.
Right, that being the case, that wasn't done.
Can we bring it back in?
Did you say you were going to increase that?
Yes,
220.
Oh, I didn't
hear
that.
Right.
I got definitely.
Marry back in? I think so. Otherwise, you'd have to be heating on that family.
Are we in the money?
I'm sorry about that, but. Okay, right. Can we have proposals for the other two things for the insurance, first of all? Would that be John or David? And the other one was the water process that seems to come out of our account now, the bubble hole one.
Yeah, John Whittakin.
David.
We're all voting on it, so.
Yeah. Right, you have proposals on all of them. Do you want to, put them all?
Well, I think we have, haven't we? We're really in favour of all those.
Yeah,
fine, carry on. Smashing. Right, now, the other bits. And these are legally, these have to be done legally. First of all, the council accounts for the year. I did email them out to you, I hope you've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
We need be proposed and seconded, please.
I thought I have not read those. I must have looked at them. I see it. Thank you very much. I had a slew of emails this week.
It does need to be signed off.
Emailed out.
Well, we need to vote on them.
Yeah,
you require the sign.
If my broadband was better, I'd probably have a slew of emails as well.
You'd better live in Avon where you get 36 there.
I don't want to live down here at the bottom of the beam. I may run a cable up over.
I see, a tap in.
Tap in, yeah. I'll plug in the back of your router and run it up through.
Don't you dare, it takes away from me. The other one, further along.
We've recorded it as it was. I can't record anything else.
No, we're sort of backtracking on that, so it has to appear before it can disappear.
I can take, well, actually, seeing you brought that up, I can take that forward a little bit, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that the auditors queried the gift that you made me in terms of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it should be taxable and treated as salary or whatever. I'm in the middle of a sort of negotiating process with the Department of whatever they are nowadays, Customs or Revenue or something.
HMRC.
I'm waiting on them to make a decision on that. My belief is they'll simply treat it as income to be taxed, but not a salary, because you don't pay any salary. I don't see how they can treat it as a salary. So I've suggested to them it can't go as a PAYE thing. It has to go in as income to be taxed. If they feel they want to tax it, they may decide that it needn't be taxed at all as a gift. It's within their whatever to decide if it's taxable or not. As far as I'm concerned, I don't mind what they decide. They can have a tax on it or not, as the case may be. What I have decided is, please, you're not to give me any more money ever again for anything. Ever. I just can't cope with this every year. I'm happy to do this work as well as you all look. Well, you know that I am. And it does get rid of that. I did appreciate the thought behind it. There's no question I appreciated the thought behind it.
But you're allowed to have expenses.
Only if I detail every single one, and it isn't worth my time.
Yeah. Expenses have to. Yeah. Expenses can only be.
And it really isn't worth the hours.
In my report, Robert, I did table Anna thanks for Tony's work and his refusal to have an income, and pointed out that it did save us several thousand pounds a year. Something else I think needs to go in the public domain.
But it would make life so much easier if you just let me carry the whole shooting match. I mean, thank God. It doesn't bother me. I mean, if I wasn't in the position to do so, I wouldn't offer to do it, obviously.
Well, it is appreciated, it would be nice to have the incubus lifted.
I was going to say, declare an interest, but perhaps the parish council could buy, say, a ream of paper
for its own use.
Yeah. Yes, it wouldn't have to be for your
it
use,
would
it would be for
the
parish's use, that's possible. Just
at the petty cash
and cartridge.
Yeah, I'm probably allowed to give a gift of the bottle of brandy at Christmas.
Actually, I think that's probably the one thing we're not allowed to do.
Coming from a company where we had a long discussion about the gifts that could and could not give them to start Christmas. You're really
an arse.
In that case, you get Christmas.
You wouldn't pay tax on
that. You do need to pay tax on that.
You do.
You do.
You do.
Unless it's for 25 years, there are some specific.
Okay. That is a joke. So, what we now need to do is to sign off on these this resume. Could I invite a proposer and seconder?
Very happy to propose again.
And then we come to the one that created all the problems last year, the annual return, and they only created a problem.
We are being recorded.
Anyway, the annual return. The first thing you need to sign up, if you're willing to sign it up, is the annual governance statement, which says that everything was done as it should be. I've got one slight query on that, but I'm seeking some advice from the auditors on that. But in fact, if you're happy to sign that off...
Do I go to jail on my own?
Oh, I think I'll join you.
Okay.
Of course, instead of being at home.
Does the chairman need to know what has been clarified? Or
well, you can read. Well, the bit that's. I'm trying to seek clarification on the trustee side of it.
Okay.
As you know, the chairman and I are the trustees.
Don't worry, I went to a boarding school. Yeah. You know,
probably be better actually, David.
He won't grab the soap as quick as you know.
You soap.
There's a section that deals with responsibilities as a local trust or trustee and whether that includes the trusteeship that we have or whether it doesn't. I'm not absolutely clear,
right.
But I'll clarify that before we send this off. but I think up until that point, bearing in mind, I'll chat to you before that as well.
Sure.
It's simply a question of saying, yeah, we should take that on, or no, it's not applicable.
Hmm.
And I've tried that for a long to get on the
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
And every time I phone them, they're not in the office. Every time they phone me, I'm out playing golf.
Oh, no, they phoned you once.
So, presumably, we don't need to vote on this.
Yes. That's a legal thing to vote on, because it has been written somewhere that you
voted. So everybody needs to sit there.
So please, can we have a...
Are we able to vote on it? Oh,
I think so, because it's a technicality, that one, I'm sure. It's got a
problem. Well, if people see it, everybody's seen it.
It's as long as you agree that we can tick one or three boxes once we're told what to do with them, it's not a big thing. It's either we're responsible for it or we're not.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And it won't make any difference to anything whether we are or not. Mm. But I just want to know whether to tick it.
Thank you.
Again, the accounting statements we need to sign as well, or propose and sign. These are just the statements for the year in terms of the cash that we've got, and it ties in almost completely with that, hopefully, when you get down there. 8918. You're not allowed to put pennies in there, it's got to be relative to the nearest pound. And if you want,
it is the pennies.
If you want to check it all, you're happy to see the bank statements, which are actually here. That's 891737 in the savings account, and the current account has a pound in it. I'll keep more of the pound in the current account because you get interest on the savings account.
Once again,
it's
40 pence.
That's just
a selection.
So, and those two things have to be recorded exactly as that. That you're, we've got to have votes on both of them, both of which is recorded and whatever. If it's
unanimous,
it's a thing we can be done on if we don't record that properly. I'll be sitting on this for the time being because they've given me a most peculiar situation that I need to sort out with them. This gets sent off to auditors.
Mm-hmm.
And they want it by June the 30th. It also has to be seen by parishioners if they wish to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You remember well, David.
I do.
But we can't let them see it until the first week of July.
Right.
So you just take a photocopy, do you?
I think that's the only thing we can do.
Mm.
So they can't. So the parishioners can't see the original documents anyway.
Because it's sent off.
Yeah.
But I can put it on the website whenever I want.
Okay.
But can we, when it goes up for them to be able to look at it, is it for a set period?
They've got to have it back by...
No, I mean 1st of July.
Yeah.
Is it only available to the parishioners for a set amount of time?
I have to put a notice up for a month beforehand to tell them they can see it, and then they have to have a month... But it must include the first 10 days of July.
Oh, it should.
Be before July, those 10 days, and after them. In fact, for sheer convenience, it's going to have to be the first 10 days because I'm going to be out of the country before that.
Okay. We discussed this back along, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you to look after the first 3 days of July, please. And I hope whoever wants to see it sees it then.
That's not to inspect that, just that document, but to
the
associated paperwork as well,
yeah. But they've never been so specific on dates until this year.
Okay.
But,
They're getting paid now.
This is just a tiny bit of the paperwork. You would not believe the paperwork that goes in with this. It's ridiculous.
Mm, I think we would.
Okay. Highway maintenance. We touched on the road at
Button. Signage.
And the signage.
Can we ask now? Signage. We've had the new managers at the California Cross camping site have asked, can the brown tourist signs, which are within our parish, be cleaned? Because at the moment they are so dirty you cannot actually see the white on the brown.
Right.
And they wanted, they said, could they go and do it? And I said, no, don't be so silly, because it's on one of the main roads. From Kisford Cross to California Cross, for example, there are 5 big brown signs, which all the relevant campers.
Technically, you know,
there, but not a, not the ones at California Cross, because that is actually on our boundary there.
But
yeah, so we wanted to know who we need to contact, or is it within our area man with a van?
Is it within the remit of the guy who does the puddle holes for you?
No.
It's not. Okay.
Don't think so.
Why not?
Is it?
It seems to be an obvious thing.
Well, we've used all the money on that as well.
The situation with that is because we have to get the money allocated. We have some work in hand.
Right.
He's got planned.
I think it would be ideal if he went and did it. Mm-hmm.
But he's only going to do the ones in our parish?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm saying.
I don't think it's a district issue, is it?
It's a county one. Yeah. PM signs, they're county signs.
So
the Bang ones are county signs. Yeah,
right,
they signs.
All road signs. Because someone's gone round and cleaned some signs.
Was it Ditford, though, and his man?
No.
Trying to get the locality officers when they go round to clean a sign, but on their attic, that's not really in place yet. So it's probably better off trying to get...
So I'd say the locality officer has gone round and done all the crossroad signs.
The warning signs and hazard signs.
No, just more the crossroad signs where it's like it says fancy cross on the post and then
We're also we've proposed asking the maintenance teams that are going around filling the potholes, but you know, when they've got nothing else to do and they're sitting there waiting for something to arrive rather than just sitting in their van reading the Sun and having a cup of coffee, then they have to go out and clean some of the signs.
These men are the South West Highways workers.
Yeah.
Did you
suggest that they might have a suitable team material which they provide themselves?
Are you paying for their time when they're sat there? Are you?
We're paying for their time.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
because there used to be a parish lengthsman as such.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in his remit.
Well, we pay them to go round, doing the potholes and so on. And when they're waiting for deliveries, you know, that's probably part of it.
So as a parishioner, we could turn round to one of them who sat there having his coffee reading the Sun and knock on the window and say, excuse me, do you mind knocking that window?
Only in theory, I think. Yeah. In reality, it would probably not be a good idea.
because they, like all staff, would be entitled to unpaid breaks.
And they, after an hour, they're still on the break.
Yeah. So if you're lucky, they might get done. But I think if you want to make sure it gets done, then...
I can have a word with road warden.
The same man who does ours, he does Agbra, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
he
does. Seeing as it's Kitterford Cross and
but
California
their money
Cross.
Would have probably gone by now because but their money would have gone by now, wouldn't it?
I don't know. They could have a surplus there.
Yeah.
They pay for some.
I think the way in which it all happened this year, a lot of work was done at the last minute.
I don't know what's going to happen this year because absolutely nothing.
The brown signs. In particular, and the signs from Kitterford Cross to California Cross haven't been done in the last 8 years.
Some are green.
Well, they are. They are that bad.
But Totnes needs the money this year to change all the road signs in Fourth Street.
Oh, well, yeah, we won't go there.
No go up. Alex,
father. Yeah, you didn't put that in your report, did you?
We'd still be here now.
I tell you, it's far more dangerous as a pedestrian.
No.
We won't go there. We won't go there.
Stem and does it.
Yes.
History.
It does come up one way or another.
One way or both ways?
Yeah, both ways. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Up and down. Yeah.
Used to be. My young day.
Yeah, but that was when we were riding horses.
You didn't have any cars then. One day.
And also, Sue Ogre wants to see
Yes.
Okay.
seeing, you know, and we get no further, I suppose, a letter to Devon County Council, really.
Well, you could always have a chat with Darren Gold to get advice on.
With Darren again? Record. Yeah. I'm talking to him about holes in the roads.
I'll do that anyway.
Because, on another point, it is a main tourist route.
Welcome back, Darren. I'm going to kill you with work. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Highways related? Except everything.
Yeah.
Items for future meetings. The possibility of an email about dogs.
I think, if that comes up.
Well, we'll address it when it happens. Yeah.
An issue of flooding in Church Walk.
That's
follow that one up.
But I'll follow it up anyway.
We've explained fast. I've got a whole load of correspondence.
You'll love it.
You'll love it. Something to get your teeth really into.
You were there.
I was there. Do you remember being at the bottom of a path thinking, where's all this water going to go?
because now we know.
We know where it's going.
Where are you going? Yeah. I will.
No.
They're 90 metres by 3 metres are now on property of water.
Knee deep.
Knee deep.
If you kneel down.
It does disappear all the time.
When it's dry, I'll explain to you.
We've already punted it in your direction, probably.
Yeah. Be minuted.
We ought to find some of these planners that have left the authority because they
no long ago.
Yeah, we want them back to sort it out.
Okay. Anything else for future meetings?
Did we want play park? You haven't touched on the play park. You're going to discuss the play park as a separate point.
Yeah, and actually, Kirsten's been here, we can do this if much more about him. We've had for the last 2 years anyway an insurance with the Southlands, whatever they call themselves nowadays, the outdoor amenities.
Leisure and recreation.
To look after the inspection of the park. And they had an insurance cover against things like personal injury, I guess people use the equipment. When it last came through, they suggested that they were going to be looking at it to see whether or not they were going to carry on with it.
Right.
I haven't heard from them since, and I think it ought to be up for renewal sometime soon. I don't know who to contact.
Like Wish, Ross Kenley. Yeah, it would be Ross, wouldn't it?
Is Ross still there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right then. Thanks. It's just that so many changes have happened. I don't know.
No, Ross is still there.
Oh, good.
It's been upgraded.
Well, he's always useful.
Very useful.
Yeah.
Very good officer.
Mm. I'll chase that myself.
Okay.
Thanks. I just don't know.
If he's not the man in charge, he will put him in the right direction.
But he's always been so helpful.
Well, I take it you're talking about this in that they come along, they do a site survey and health and safety,
they test
and look at the gates and whether they work and the latrines and that's on there.
I've been around.
Well, they had them on Grand Design the other day because they were.
What, he actually worked on Grand Design?
Bloody well, come down here then. I'm still on the hunt for the damn things. I shall track them down eventually.
I presume that inspector will pick up the surface in the play park.
If they consider the problem, it will. Yeah.
That's where it came from last year.
Yeah.
I think it was brought up.
Last time they said there wasn't enough rubber stuff there.
The community hall project also brought it up last year.
It's a question of, is it sticking up?
No, it's what's happened is there's reinforcing matting under the grass.
Yeah.
And it's become undermined, so the matting is loose and spongy. Right. So it's
that was fixed. Actually, when they built it last time, it was fixed, but it's obviously happened again.
And the grass doesn't grow, really, does
Is this in a particular spot?
Yes, but don't ask me to map it out exactly without visiting it. Towards the back end near the tennis court, if I remember rightly.
Is that mould?
Due to mould?
There's
no evidence of
mould. Right.
It's
like the
Sylvie's had about six or something. I've got the mould.
Kendall, whose traits under the wonderful title of unwelcome guest.
Vermin control.
I was just writing checks, but We need a date for the next meeting, which is...
I have to suggest one.
June the...
7th. I think I'm babysitting, but I'll let you
In which case, I can declare the meeting closed. Thank you.